Did you know you can listen to any of the More Like Radio shows on the go? Download TuneIn Radio on your smartphone and search More Like Radio and never miss a show.
Previously on Hippo Juice.
Well, I'll tell you this. I agree with him because sometimes what I do is I dress up as a woman and I'll go to various gay clubs.
Okay.
And I will actually have intercourse with men.
Why?
To show them how wrong it is to have gay sex.
Well, how do they learn?
The Lord Jesus speaks through me. So if he speaks through me, he must speak through my semen. So when I come, when I ejaculate the goodness of the Lord in their buttocks and anal cavity, it absorbs Jesus into their body. I'm given the spirit. Have you heard of holy water?
It's
like that, but stickier.
I don't think you're sending that message.
I think that you're just lost because you're a woman and your brain is smaller. You don't understand.
I think you're just pleasuring men.
I am not pleasuring men. What I'm doing is showing them the sin of their ways. And God says in the Bible, to teach, you must act. So I am acting like a homosexual and going out there and putting my penis in their butts.
Hippo Juice is recorded in front of a live internet audience.
Ladies and gentlemen, step right up and witness the wonder of the Hippo Juice Show.
Isn't racism fun?
No, fuck you, bro!
Everybody's in my asshole right now.
No, it tastes like man balls.
And like,
it says men shouldn't fondle other men's bungholes.
Hippo Juice, nigga!
Welcome to Hippo Juice Show. The number calling is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice on Twitter or Facebook. Today is December 9th, 2015. We are exactly 9 days away from the new Star Wars.
Holy shit.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
The lines awaken.
I know. There's already people sitting in line. So just so you know.
Figures.
Yeah, you know what's going to happen. I would say bigger than the birth of Jesus, the Star Wars movie. Can we agree this year it's bigger than Jesus?
Star Wars trumps Christmas?
Yeah.
I think feel bad for any other movie that's premiering the same day as Star Wars.
Well,
they're not gonna
You know that the Alvin the Chipmunks new movie's premiering, and I think it's going to crush Star Wars. Joined, as always, by Marie, don't call me Sarkeesian Lopez.
Good evening.
John the Laser Santeri.
Pew, 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 pew.
And Jonah Terminator.
She called me Mr. Bombastic. Tell me fantastic. Put me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Romantic. Call me fantastic.
How good was he?
Put me on me box. She says I'm Mr. Rowe. Smooth.
Now I just kind of want to hear the song.
It's pretty good. Is this the thing we're going to do? We're going to play two full songs at the beginning of the show?
That's
now?
What's happening. Anyway, welcome to
what
the show.
What was good? The guy still is amazing.
Yeah.
What was the last album you put out?
Chuck it! I don't know. I have no idea. I don't know. I don't know all my
shit. I want to do some Shaggy research. You continue with the show.
Yes. He was considered to be a one-hit wonder, but then he came out with It Wasn't Me.
Yeah, I hated that song. I like this one. This one at least had its own, like, but that whole, like, talking through your nose thing got old that really quick, that he was doing that with every single song.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Everybody knows that the only real, like, reggae music was Snow. So outside of that, I don't really agree with any other reggae music.
I don't think reggae really took off as a genre.
Yeah, it did in Jamaica.
Best known for his hit singles, Bombastic, It Wasn't Me, Hey Sexy Lady. Oh, an Angel. I forgot about Angel. Okay.
Girl, you're my angel. You're my darling angel. Closer than my peace.
I'll always put Mr. Bombastic, that commercial they did for Skechers. It was like claymation with boots and grinding all over street signs.
Apparently, he was a former Marine.
Really?
I did not know this.
He's a veteran?
Yeah.
Wow.
He served in the Marines in the 90s.
What was his rank? What was his rank?
Shaggy?
Lieutenant Shaggy?
Lieutenant Shaggs.
Military grade. Enlisted in the Marine Corps and served firing battery with the firing battery in the 10th Regiment, but didn't say when.
Hmm. I wonder if he got any action.
Apparently, it says Shaggy perfected his signature singing voice in the Marine Corps, where is also where he got the inspiration for the song Bombastic. I don't know. I don't hear Marines in that.
Well, the boom is probably from bombs.
Probably. Yeah,
that's a good point.
I hear this song, and I hear Charlene going on stage three.
And he's probably just like... just strutting his stuff, dropping bombs, and being like, I'm Mr. Boombastic.
Now, going back to us, we said at the beginning of the show, is everyone excited for the new Star Wars movie?
By the way, he was nominated for a Grammy in 2015 for Best Reggae Album.
No way.
Shaggy's making new music?
Out of Many, One Music is the name of the... yeah, he's nominated this year for Best Reggae Album.
Shaggy is a Grammy-nominated person now?
He was nominated in 96 for Best Reggae Album. It Wasn't Me, featuring Rick Rock, in 2002 for Best Pop Collaboration. And then in 2006, 8, 12, and 15, he all got nominated for Best Reggae Album. Are there no more reggae artists coming out?
There's Soja. He's pretty good.
Yeah, I think that there's a lot. I mean, I don't know if they get mixed in.
He was only nominated. The only one he won was the first year in 96. So.
Huh.
Who would have thunk it?
I wouldn't have classified Shaggy as being successful.
You said it wrong. Shaggy!
Shaggy!
You gotta say it like that.
Shaggy! Shaggy!
Smooth.
Smooth.
Shaggy?
But Royce, you were talking about Star Wars. I'm excited for it because I just recently watched a conspiracy YouTube video.
Yeah, it's not true. Jar Jar Binks isn't Darth Vader.
It seems too far fetched.
I'm gonna cut you off. It's not. They've already J.J. Abrams already said he's not, or the new Sith. He's not. Sorry, but I already read.
Oh, you mean that? Yeah, not Darth Vader. I thought you were joking. You're saying like this is a legitimate thing, John?
Yes.
Like. They give George Lucas way too much credit for this, but they posed a really good argument about it.
What was the theory?
That Jar Jar was actually a the highest master, the highest ranking of Sith Lord.
That he was infiltrating them the whole time.
Oh, dude, that would be a cool twist.
It would change a terrible character into an interesting character.
And then you kind of look back at all the shittiness that was him. He's like, oh, my God, he was playing an idiot the entire time.
They go back and they dissect every scene from the first movie. Well, all these moves that he did and all these camera angles.
Well,
and then they showed file footage from.
That is not the worst theory I've heard.
From Arts and Magic, because they have plaster casts. Of set directors making Jar Jar or not Jar Jar but Gungan head casts.
Listen, you guys, you never go full retard. And if Jar Jar wasn't retarded,
the PC police are going to be after him.
You may have heard already about the theory that's blowing up around the internet right now about how Jar Jar Binks may actually.
First off, let's start off with the guy making this video must get a lot of sex just by his voice.
Totally. Oh, dude,
all the sex. All the Jar Jar sex.
All the Jar Jar sex.
Truly be a Sith master. So I decided to make this video to explain every single detail for you. So here it is. This is the completely airtight.
Hold on. No, Mom, I don't want a cheese sandwich. I'm making my video.
Honey. You know I'm lactose intolerant.
Do you want some tomato soup?
Shut the fuck up, Mom. I'm making my Star Wars video.
Okay, honey, have fun.
Shut up. She sucks. Anyway.
Foolproof case for why Jar Jar Binks is the most powerful Sith master in the universe. First of all, Jar Jar executes a 20-foot twisting somersault through the air that if performed by any other character, you would assume they were either a Jedi or a Sith.
No, but he's one of those water creatures, so that
yeah, but he was in the air when he did that.
I just thought he was part kangaroo.
And also, it's implied that he's African-American because listen to his voice.
As we know, the Jedi themselves are inspired by Shaolin monks. And a convincing theory is that Jar Jar is based off of another traditional martial arts discipline called Zquan. Jar Jar almost single-handedly takes out half a droid army using moves clearly taught in Zquan. Zquan, or Drunken Fist, uses stumbling and staggering as body momentum to be deceptive, unpredictable, and to confuse opponents. And Jar Jar mysteriously is extremely efficient in killing every...
No, see, in the movie, they were just implying that he was clumsy. And
he was an idiot, yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Or was he?
Or was he? Dude, this doesn't sound like... This isn't completely out of the realm of something that Abrams would do.
But then also they brought up interviews with
the vampires
about this, and that he claims, and this is why it's like they give him way too much credit. He claims that, like, he was going to do more with Jar Jar in this whole, like, I guess, like, storyline. But because of the hatred and backlash about him, he scrapped it. So
no, he's a fucking whiny baby. He wasn't going to do anything. He didn't even know what he was doing. He made one good movie. The other two were directed by somebody else.
Here's the thing, though, is with Abrams, though, like, he can't just act like Jar Jar never existed.
Correct.
So, knowing how he loves to tie shit in, I mean, look at the Star Trek movies and everything like that. He was able to tie in an old thing and then make a new, thread on it with the whole, you know, time continuum and going back in time thing with Star Trek. That would be a really interesting wrinkle of him being able to explain the debacle that was the character of Jar Jar.
I think yes. You're right, Joel, in that this is similar to how the fans are starting to curb the way Game of Thrones is being played out because what's-his-face is too slow to write the novels. So
he's kind of just going with what they
So the fan fiction is just dictating how this plot line goes along.
That he is in danger. And as Obi-Wan told us, there is no such thing as luck.
In my experience, there's no such thing as luck.
And good thing they put the clip there. I wouldn't have known.
I wouldn't
Another
have believed
scene, it. Jar Jar seems
but like,
to
they,
fall.
They,
Here's
they,
where
they,
each...
they, Watch this. I watched this YouTube video. Then I watched the first episode, and like I'm still like in the middle. It's like okay, it may be too far fetched, but
couple things. The reason why. Number one, he would be dead now, regardless. How old would he be? I mean, how old would he be in this?
Maybe
new
they're
one?
Like turtles. Maybe,
yeah, yeah, they don't age exactly. Turtles.
Yeah, that's a really good thought, Royce.
No,
but
it's
you
not.
Remember Yoda when
he was like 600.
When Luke finally met him in Dagobah, he was close to 500 years old.
You pronounce that wrong. I think it's bodega. It's where you go to buy cigarettes in New York.
Fine, the bodega system.
He met him at a bodega.
The bodega
he met him at a bodega system. And I believe he was going in there for a pack of smokes and some condoms, if I remember correctly.
I
it's
believe
been a
he
while.
Had some EBT credits.
That's correct.
The bodega system.
EBT will be fine.
All from a bridge, although we have seen this done on purpose before by Jedi. And Jar Jar also falls in a completely different place than where he was dangling from. We can prove...
Which is an editing mistake.
That's
an
editing problem, yeah.
That was an editing mistake. Like that was the ones like, no, dude, that was an editing mistake.
Shooting at his original location, and their heads even follow him jump to the other side. Jar Jar could have used a force jump, as we've seen multiple times before by Jedi. Jar Jar is also seen using sleight of hand movements and Jedi mind tricks during key plot points to influence the plot and change people's minds.
That's not a Jedi mind movement. He's just waving his arm like a normal human being would do.
Yeah, but Jedis do that for mind tricks.
Now, is this kid just basically taking all the theories and just mushing them together and being like,
pretty
this is
much.
What people are saying?
Yeah.
I don't know if I think this or not.
I think he thinks it.
It's a mush theory.
When he is promoted to general, when he's promoted to senator, and while he's persuading an entire galactic senate. Along with using the Force via sleight of hand, Jar Jar is also seen in multiple scenes using Jedi mind control to influence what people say, therefore changing the outcome of important events.
The Queen wishes it. She's curious about the planet.
That's going deep.
No, that was just mouth opening and closing. I don't think that was him speaking.
No, I'm just saying, like, they're really digging for this one. They really want this to be true because then it doesn't make the first three movies so shitty.
Here's my theory, Jar Jar's character is so bad, the people love Star Wars so much that in their minds are trying to make it cool because he's so bad.
Jar Jar, but I'm giving him the benefit of the doubt on this.
Here's the thing, though. It goes with Marie's theory, and you kind of let the fans dictate how it should go because... If this is true, if he is the new Sith Lord,
he's not. Let me explain why.
The other three movies so much more important.
Let me explain why.
Make it important.
Let me explain why. Yeah, you're right, but the thing is, these little things are only going to be picked up by a small minority of people, and Star Wars is a big movie. So, can you imagine if at the end of a small African American
group of people? Why does it have to be about minorities?
You're right. if at the end of this new Star Wars, this the new Sith takes his mask off and he's Jar Jar, people are going to be pissed. Sure, so four or five people might be like, "Well, that's really awesome," but most people are like, "What the fuck?"
All four of us are mad about the whole theory.
I'm mad.
That couldn't because if he takes off his mask, because the mask doesn't even look like his. How's Jar Jar's face going to fit in that mask?
Doc Wheelie says it might make them more important, but they're still shitty. Take Jar Jar out of it, the movies were shitty. You know. Like they weren't good. Like you know,
but it is very Abrams like.
Well, let's see.
Own species think about are it deathly this way. Afraid of him. Is Seems that, like less of reaction to seeing the village idiot.
Yeah.
Is that J.J. Abrams has been handed the world's culture into his palms and he
Nerd culture.
And
important nerd cultures.
And huge. He said, "This is too much responsibility to just make a good movie. I must also fix what has been."
Is Abrams directing the trilogy or just this one? The new trilogy or just this one?
If this one does well, I can't see them, you know, Disney not paying him everything he asked for to do the rest of them.
True. Okay. We know our pal Phil Lord is doing the new Han Solo prequel.
Of a reaction to seeing somebody that you should be very afraid of. Jar Jar mocks Qui-Gon's ability to use the Force, perhaps because Qui-Gon's Force abilities pale in comparison of his own.
The Force will guide us.
Oh, Maxie bit the Force.
If you were wondering why a Sith Master would act like an idiot like Jar Jar does, it's clear that he is just fooling the Jedi so he can manipulate them into trusting him.
It's not clear. Like, don't use words like it's clear, because that implies that there is no doubt. There's plenty of doubt. Like, I understand.
Every theorist, you know, that you have to have that kind of strong...
Like Alex Jones?
Yeah.
Royce, another thing, too, is that the voice of Jar Jar has been credited for the new movie coming up. So either he's just doing another voice or he's doing the voice of Jar Jar.
Yeah,
either
but the way, guy who does Jar Jar's voice does a lot of voices, so he could just be doing another voice. I don't mean my opinion, but let's see.
No, I totally validate that.
Clumsy.
You were banished because you were clumsy.
He even pretends to be scared in a deleted scene where his ship is going to fall over a waterfall, even though he can jump 20 feet through the air and he can swim and breathe underwater. Jar Jar also mocks Qui-Gon behind his back and in front of Anakin, teaching Anakin early to disrespect Jedi authority. Jar Jar tells Anakin, an 8-year-old boy, that Padme is hot, fanning the flames for Anakin's infatuation for Padme that is exploited later.
Pity hot.
Jar Jar also talks to and is very interested in Padme, even before it is revealed that Padme is the real queen. Jar Jar also influences Padme's decision-making when she's at her most uncertain.
We think got a grand army.
I've decided to go back to Naboo.
Jar Jar senses that the Jedi are coming without any warnings. He could not have known in any way that they were coming, and he even walks up to the elevator seconds before the Jedi arrive, then pretends to be surprised to see them. When they're escaping Naboo, Jar Jar is the one who sabotages the hyperdrive, which forces them to land on Tatooine in the first place where they meet Anakin. Not to mention Jar Jar is the reason they keep running into Anakin. Jar Jar is seen suspiciously fiddling around in the back of the ship moments before the hyperdrive mysteriously breaks. R2-D2 even notices he was doing something suspicious, so he gives him a well-deserved smack before he is forced to leave in the elevator to fix the ship's shield.
Look at the and this kind of says a lot or says nothing at all, but look at the Twitter link that Maul posted in the chat room. It's basically, it says, Jar Jar's villain confirmed by the actor himself. The guy who plays the voice actor, Ahmad Best, says, "I will say this, it feels really good when the hidden meaning behind the work is seen, no matter how long it takes." #TPM.
Did he really say that?
No, this is his...
It's not a verified account.
Is it a verified account? Is it his account? I'm making sure. I don't want to get... It's the day and age of Facebook where I don't believe anything. That's the only reason I ask, is this real?
Yeah, but how many actors out there don't have a verified account, though?
Hold on, dude. He's got like more Dude, scroll through his Twitter. He's got like Jar Jar's Great Adventure written by George Lucas. He's got like the scripts and everything. Like, wow.
What if this is real?
In fact, every droid Jar Jar encounters seems to hate him and find him suspicious, and for good reason, because Jar Jar's mind control doesn't work on droids.
You know, I find that Jar Jar creature to be a little odd. Quite right. He's very odd indeed.
So why did George Lucas create this devious Gungan character? Well, here's George Lucas talking about Yoda in a documentary. Yoda really comes from a tradition in mythological storytelling, where the hero finds a creature on the side of the road that seems very insignificant and not very important, but who turns out to be the master wizard.
Like, I understand. Listen,
By the way, that guy, he's not confirmed, but he is confirmed on Instagram, and he's constantly posting links of his own Instagram thing. So, that's him.
Dude, what...
Mike says, this is starting to get real, folks.
Mike said, how drunk would you have to be to claim your Jar Jar if you weren't? Okay, that's a good point. I don't know why you would make a fake Jar Jar account. No one would like you. That's a good
idea. Yeah. This is like conspiracy theorists for Star Wars.
But and
Royce,
makes
I
sense.
Totally agree with you. I totally agree with Royce on this one, but at the same time, I won't believe it until I see it.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I never put more thought into Jar Jar other than, wow, he's a goofy character. Why would they do that? But the way that they're cutting this out, it does seem really like if you actually put thought behind it, which what if George Lucas put a lot of thought behind it and then backed out because people hated him?
Well, or maybe he just did it the way we thought he did. He just wanted to put in a goofy kid character, didn't think anything about it. And then when, you know, J.J. Abrams took the reins, he's like, dude, I know how to make this work.
I don't know. The way that this is going on, maybe at one point George Lucas did toy with the idea and just backed away because of sentiment.
All of these sound very plausible.
I don't think he backed away.
Everyone's opinion.
See, I don't think Lucas backed away, because the point is, let's say his master plan was for Jar Jar to be that, then he would have kept going and go, no, it's going to pay off. Watch, it's going to pay off, instead of going... And by the way, what kind of masterful director are you that you fucking have no self-respect and you made Star Wars and you pussy out because fans bitched at you? Like, okay. Shut up.
He's a bonafide
fag, dude. He's a pussy. He hates any kind of criticism. He's just a complete fag.
Well, I mean, I do recall seeing stuff online about how the other people working on the first three Star Wars actually thought George Lucas was a little crazy and tried to not listen to him.
Maul says there's footage of Lucas saying that Jar Jar is the most important key of the prequels. You know what? I do recall hearing that. Seeing him say that. And then everybody just hated him even more, because it's like, how the fuck was he important? Because he was an idiot and accidentally, you know, killed off half this army and blew up a tank and...
I don't know if it's in this video, but there was another video that actually might have been this one, but they actually talk about those interviews with Lucas talking about Jar Jar and that whole storyline.
Yeah, Maul says Jar Jar was just too shitty even for Lucas, so there had to be something behind it. Hey!
All right, here.
And as we know, Lucas's big deal with the prequels was that they were supposed to rhyme and mirror the original trilogy in terms of narrative themes. So there's...
That's a big word for copy.
Should be a seemingly innocent creature found at the side of the road that later reveals himself to be the master wizard in the prequels. Don't forget, Yoda was also strangely annoying and dumb until he was revealed to be the most powerful Jedi in the universe. So Jar Jar was supposed to reveal himself as the most powerful Sith in the universe, and Yoda was supposed to duel with his literal dark side nemesis and mythological equivalent at the end of Attack of the Clones, not the meaningless, boring human Count Dooku who is randomly and hastily written in to cover plot holes when Lucas chickened out and decided not to reveal Jar Jar's powers because of the horrible backlash by the Star Wars.
These are a lot of opinions, though. These aren't really verified.
Yeah, I would like to see his facts behind what he's saying, because we all kind of know about it from hearsay and just conversations, but I haven't seen any articles that said this is to be true.
Community. Lucas even said Jar Jar is the key to all of this.
Jar Jar is the key to all this. If we get Jar Jar working.
Also, the actor who played Jar Jar even tweeted, I will say this, it feels good when the hidden meaning behind the work is seen, no matter how long it takes. Hashtag the Phantom Menace. Not only is Jar Jar a Sith, but it's very possible that he may not just be working with Palpatine, but possibly the Sith Master above Palpatine, and Palpatine is really the apprentice and pawn of Jar Jar. You may not have noticed, but Jar Jar follows Palpatine everywhere, and I mean everywhere. Even after Qui-Gon's funeral...
All right, well, okay, that's a good point.
Seconds after...
God damn it.
Are you believing
now?
No, fuck.
I totally agree with you on this, but however, this argument... about Jar Jar being
solid.
The Sith Master, I won't believe it till I see it.
After Yoda explains how there's always two Siths, a Sith Master and an apprentice, Jar Jar is seen standing right beside Palpatine before he's even supposed to know who Palpatine is. Not to mention that Jar Jar and Palpatine are from the same planet. Out of the millions of planets in the galaxy,
I didn't know
Jar
that.
Jar and Palpatine both are from Naboo. Jar Jar even convinces Padme to promote him to senator. And Jar Jar is the one who convinces the entire Galactic Senate to abandon democracy and give Emperor Palpatine full control. If it wasn't for Jar Jar, Palpatine would have never risen to power in the first place. The actor who voiced Jar Jar even explains a deleted scene where Palpatine and Jar Jar walk in secret and Palpatine thanks Jar Jar for putting him in power. He also says that George Lucas made big changes in the prequels because of backlash. Also, whenever you think a Sith is the master, you always find out later on that there was always somebody controlling the Sith. You think Darth Vader is the Sith master, and then it's revealed that Darth Sidious is actually the Sith Master. You think Darth Maul is it, but then it's revealed that Palpatine was actually the mastermind. Even Padme had a decoy queen, and Padme just pretended to be her servant just in case there was an assassination attempt on the queen. Sound familiar? So,
okay, well, that's pretty much the video.
Dang.
I don't know, man. Fuck.
I want to feel
all these things, and that'd be a nice way to sum up the abomination that was that character.
I want this to be true. I do too. I'm saying this now. Jar Jar was really stupid, and if he was playing stupid, he fooled me, and I like the idea of I was fooled.
He fooled everybody.
And it gives
It
gives a lot of validation to that character.
Yeah, because we all completely made fun of Lucas for throwing that in there.
He was stupid. No, I am not going to sit here still and defend Jar Jar. I know they're making the comparisons of like Yoda was bumbling and dumb and so was Jar Jar, but Yoda was bumbling and dumb in an endearing way. Jar Jar was just retarded. Whether he was playing it or not, he was hateable, but not in a good kind of hateable where you hate a bad guy. He was just dumb. Like there was no redeeming anything to him. At least Yoda was funny. Like, you know, we laughed at the scene there. Jar Jar was like dumb as fuck.
But the end game, though, makes that dumbness make sense rather than Lucas just being a complete idiot. You know what I mean?
The only problem is that the end game for Jar Jar spanned three movies, where the end game for Yoda, you figured out halfway through.
Well, the thing with Yoda was that in 1, 2, and 3, you see he's this very wise person. He's sitting amongst a council. When we first meet him in the original three movies back in the 70s and 80s, He was a hermit. He was alone. And he had no interaction with anybody. So that's why in like the first movie that you see him in, he's just like, mine, no. This is mine. You must have no nuts.
Right. He was old and alone and crazy. And Jar Jar was not old and alone. He was young and with a full family of people of his same race. So, yeah, there was no reason for him to.
But they outcasted him.
That is true. No, I mean, I am following this conspiracy theory of Jar Jar being a Sith Lord to the T. I like the idea of it. And I do, too.
I
like the idea
do.
That I had blinders on, because that's pretty sneaky if that's true. That was a Shyamalan twist. If it's true. Well, and I hope that we find
this,
out.
Though. I mean, like, even if Lucas did and originally write, because he has said multiple times that Jar Jar was his favorite character and everything like that. He wrote one of the biggest, you know, twists in movie history, which was that Darth was Luke's father. Nobody saw that coming, at least back when, you know, those movies first came out.
That's true.
Because they didn't even tell the characters. Apparently, I guess the Darth Vader character who was reading, you know, the thing is, you kill my father. And he was like, no, I didn't kill your father. Not, I am your father. It wasn't until James Earl Jones actually got into the voice studio and he was the first one to see, I am your father. And you know what I mean? Like, that's how secret they kept it.
Right.
That was one of the biggest twists of New V history, if I can remember. Especially back in, like, what was that, 80, when that movie
first
came?
I guess the question is, are we going to find out in this movie or who this guy is? Or are we going to find out in the...
We'll find out on the 18th. I know that.
Yeah,
No, we might not.
Movies go, it might be a cliffhanger.
We didn't find out, like you said just now, we didn't find out Darth Vader was Luke's father until not in the first film.
Well, how about this? It might either confirm or kill our theories about him being a Sith Lord. So,
well, I don't know. I feel like that if they're not ready to divulge that secret in this next upcoming movie, that will probably, they'll probably still keep Jar Jar true. Like, I don't know if they're going to start throwing hints if it's true.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like I said, well, we're going to find out. I mean, then that nine, if you could see it in 9 days, it's all fucking sold out everywhere.
I already got my ticket.
Good for you, John.
Yeah, I don't.
Well, shit, wow, I'm really excited. I wasn't excited before because I was just whatever.
You're going to let yourself down when this doesn't happen.
Well, now I'm going to be paying attention.
I really don't think, I mean, whatever, maybe. Who knows? I'm going to look stupid if it is, but we'll see. All right, let's move on. That was a long nerd talk. Jesus Christ.
Well, who cares?
No, I don't mind either, but at this point.
Everybody's talking about it.
No, but at this point, we don't.
I wanted to share.
At this point, we don't have any more information, so.
Yeah.
I mean, all we're doing at this point is guessing, you know.
Yeah.
My whole thing for the movies is I'm going to embarrass if there's somebody in front of me, if JJ does this movie like Lucas does, like the whole thing in the beginning of Star Wars Galaxy long, long ago, and far, and they do the narration. I swear to God, if I have a father narrating what they're seeing on the screen to their kid, I am going to throw my popcorn at that guy's goddamn head. And tell him to shut the fuck up.
You see, you're already preemptively getting violent.
Number one,
pulled that shit in 1, 2, and 3 with.
Yeah,
like
I know, but they're kids. These are kids' movies. Let's base ourselves back in reality and understand that no matter what way you want to spin it, the original Star Wars was made for kids. The trilogy was made. This one, these are for kids. These are kids' movies, so they're gonna be kids there. So you have to. I understand if you were fucking watching Schindler's List or a Hard R movie. I get it, but these are kids' movies, so you have to. Expected. It's like gonna go see Up and getting mad.
No, it's more than that, dude.
It's a
this is spanned three generations at this point.
I'm not talking about movie. I'm talking about etiquette.
It does. I understand, but my point is that you're already going in, like Dutch said, you're already going into it looking for a problem. So there's gonna be a problem.
There's gonna be a problem.
No, I'm just stating that because I always hated that from 1, 2, and 3. Royce, you would sit. We saw these movies together. We would sit and you'd get the stupid dad with the fucking pop collar, fucking polo shirt, like whisper, telling it to the kid can see it.
I understand. I know you shouldn't talk in theaters, but you know, again, and going back to what Dutch said, it's generational, and a lot of dads, parents are excited. To, you know, show their kids something that they were into when they were kids too. So of course they're gonna be loud.
I'm sorry.
Of course they're gonna be loud. Of course they're gonna say anything. And honestly, nobody on this show, any one of us four, should not talk about etiquette because it's not like we have great etiquette in a lot of situations.
Rude.
We're not etiquette kind of people. We do a lot of fucked up shit.
Speak for yourself.
No, I'm speaking for everybody. Like in this situation,
you're very rude.
Yeah.
I'm not rude.
Rude people. No. All of us are rude. Maybe not in theaters, but I'll tell you, all of us are rude in our own very special ways. And I could bring up an example off the top of my head of everybody. So let's not pretend like we're nice. Yes, it sucks when you're being bothered, but if it was a movie that sucked to you and you were making jokes, I'd probably be laughing, you know? So, you know, I mean, I get it, but remember, it's still a kid's movie. Understand that. You're still going into a PG movie. So, you know, it's going to be there, man.
How about you get there early and you just scout out and make sure that you don't sit near kids.
Here's the thing with that. There, the seating is already set. Like I already picked my seat.
They do stadium seating? Wow, interesting.
A lot of the major theaters now, I kind of like that, by the way.
That is a good, especially for big movies. If you can specifically pick the seat that you want, that's good.
Yeah, like Regal does it. A couple of the other major ones do. Like not even for this movie, but just in general. Like they after you pay your ticket, they ask you where do you want to sit, and they show you. like on an airplane, they show you what seats are available, and then you pick.
You
that
better
seat.
Believe. You better believe that all the theaters are going to be doing bag checks that day too.
Oh,
you
yeah,
know totally. They are, because that's fucking that's we'll have, a, yeah. I'm not. I wouldn't watch it on that day.
No,
they'll probably have people with like night vision goggles in like the corners and shit. No, that's way too. That's yeah.
No, not even to record it. I mean, you know, it's a good day to do something fucked up.
What's the strategy of avoiding any spoilies if you're not planning on seeing it the first day?
Don't let Islamists in our country. Oh, sorry. I was reading a Trump thing. I got confused.
Yeah, I forgot about that. Just you got to avoid social media.
Yeah, you can't be. You just can't be on because there's going to be. Because now you know what it's going to be. Again, etiquette as we speak. That you know for a fact there's going to be people that get the same people that got off giving away like the Harry Potter spoilers in the books are going to get off giving away the spoilers in this movie. So you just have to just detach from it.
Yeah.
That's the only way.
Just got on not, and then also like, you know, just know the type of people who are the assholes who would do that. Because generally, I would say a good 90% of Star Wars fans, you know, have that type of spoiler etiquette and would know, OK, not everybody is going to see this movie. You know what I mean? Like, because majority of, like, let's say Walking Dead fans have that type of etiquette. They wait at least 2 days before they say anything about that on social media. So you got to hope that, but just know in your head, assholes like anybody on the show, just avoid our Twitter feeds.
Well,
or like
what
that.
I'm going to do is, what we should all do is, to help, and this really does help, we all should make up fake spoilers. That way people can't tell the real ones from the fake ones, and they'll still be surprised.
Yes.
We have to come up with one to sound plausible, though. You know, like... Luke becomes transgendered in the new one.
He's so brave.
What do you think?
So
Rick,
brave.
Rick Moranis ends up being a Sith Lord.
Yeah, he does. And that's how Darth Helmet is made. This is perfect. I think we have it figured out. So, I mean, that's as believable as Jar Jar being a Sith Lord.
No. I'm sorry that I brought this up. I really am sorry.
No, I love it.
No, thank you, John.
I could talk about Star Wars all night.
Yeah, and have some confidence, stupid.
Okay, Do I need to make
just
it
45 minutes on it?
No, I don't mind. I like. Don't get me wrong. I like it.
I'm talking to John.
Oh, also,
do thing. I have some confidence. It worked.
Speaking of the new Star,
do I have to make an apology?
The new Star.
No,
we liked it. The new Star Trek trailer is going to be premiered during the Star Wars movie too.
Oh,
yes.
It's not JJ directing it though. So,
well, who's it?
Wait, hold on. JJ's not directing it?
Uh-uh. He couldn't because he was directing this.
God damn it.
Well, why can't they just wait?
No, God! No, God, please, no! No! No!
Speaking of movie trailers, they released the teaser trailer for TMNT2, and they showed Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah, I heard about that. Oh,
yeah, that first one bothered me so much. Please tell me that fucking queer isn't directing it.
Do you guys want to know all the movies that are coming out the same day as Star Wars?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Star Wars, obviously. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Road Chip.
Okay.
Instead of Trip, The Road Chip. Sisters, that's what? Amy Poehler and Tina Fey's movie. Extraction, when a terrorist group kidnaps retired CIA operative Leonard Turner, Bruce Willis. See, I didn't even know this movie's
Bruce
coming
Willis
out.
Is having a movie coming out?
Yeah. He Never Died, a Henry Rollins movie. Majorne, The Lost Legend, and Son of Saul. Those are all the movies that are coming
yeah,
out.
Yeah, the rest of the studios are just like, fuck it, we're not even going to try.
The only one that I think is stupid, why, like, Sisters is Amy Poehler and Tina Fey. They have a decent draw. Why would they agree to, why would they release it the 18th? Like, it's dumb. Nothing is going to do good against Star Wars. Nothing.
You may as well just postpone everything by 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Didn't they postpone Point Break because the reboot?
Yeah, because I'm sure it's going to do great by itself.
It looks bad.
Yeah, we don't need another Point Break.
Anytime you reboot a bad movie, it's probably going to be bad.
Or great.
Get this, Doc Wheatley. Star Trek Beyond is being directed by Justin Lin, the director of The Fast and the Furious, The Fast and the Furious, Tokyo Drift, Fast and the Furious, Fast 5, and Fast and the Furious 6. So it's basically going...
Ew.
It's a direct. Yeah, so it's going to be racing in space. Space race.
Oh, no.
You never had your starship.
Don't space drift me, bro.
I live my life a parsec at a time.
God damn it, you fucking beat me. fuck.
Well, then why didn't they just, the studio just wait and be like, we're going to have a lot better movie on our hands if we just allow Abrams to get done with this project?
Ask a Klingon. Ask any real Klingon.
You never had your teleportation.
You never had it. I am excited.
Where am I going to get my lens flare from?
That's a very good point. Now, we know for a fact Star Wars is going to have lens flare.
Oh, yeah. That's knock I can have on Abrams is lens flare. Other than that, he's probably one of the best directors of this generation.
Apparently, it was written by Simon Pegg, the new Star Trek movie, though. Ooh. So that might be good.
That's promising. Yeah. Go on.
But when you tell me the guy who's directed the good chunk of Fast and Furious movies is going to be the one directing this.
It's going to be great. I know.
Well, he wasn't director of Too Fast, Too Furious, so it can't be that bad.
Oh, it can't be. Yeah, because that was one you were in.
Yep.
Well, at least it's promising to know that Star Trek will have plenty of sequels.
Let's see. Justin Lin. Let's see what.
By the way, why hasn't there been like a GIF in, created of John's jumping out of the truck and grabbing the cone scene from Too Fast, Too Furious?
He directed. Oh, shit. Justin Lin directed True Detective.
Because it was fast enough to work for a GIF. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Justin Lin directed a couple episodes of True Detective. A couple episodes of Community. Everything else is Fast and Furious.
I'm assuming Joel, with the last name that he's Asian then, right?
Yes. Very Asian.
Hey, Joel, another thing too. Funny you bring that up. I was digging through because I had to, I was exterminating rats in my house.
That sounds like Charlie work. That sounds like Charlie work.
I came across.
It's funny how you brought that up. Too fast and furious. So I was killing rats.
I came across a gem. I came across a VHS copy of my episode of Dismissed.
Do you have a VCR?
I don't. I need to know, is there still a way to transfer?
Yes, they have. If you go to Best Buy, they have VHS to DVD or VHS to MP4 converter kits. Do that immediately. Don't wait another second. In fact, leave the show right now and go get it.
I was thinking about going to Kinko's or FedEx. Do they do that there too or no?
I don't know.
I have no idea. I don't know the infrastructure of Kinko's.
Well, how about this? How about you carefully package this thing in about 1,000 yards of bubble wrap and send it to the one of us, and we'll do it for you.
I can send
Please do not destroy this tape.
Well, if I send it to you, I need to have this back for the archives.
If we send it to you, we'll give you a copy of it with DVD, too.
Or just go to a Goodwill and buy a VCR.
Well no, the VCR,
but you need to get it to the computer.
We want copies for the show,
it's
Marie.
The computer?
I want to have it cleaned up.
Okay, then buy one of those VHS DVD combo things.
That's what I just said. Yeah, why are you where's the beef in this entire thing?
Why are you where's the beefing this entire thing?
That you can't answer my question.
You answer my question.
Because Marie's actually playing stupid. She's a Sith Lord.
Dutch, I will actually mail this to you as long as I can get the VHS copy back.
Of course. Yeah.
No, we're going to break it. Throw it away in the garbage.
No, I don't do that.
It's weird that you mentioned that because like the other day, I happened upon, I was like, because I'm trying to transfer, because I got a new computer, I'm trying to transfer files that I actually need for the show and everything like that to this new computer.
Are they dick pics?
I came across some old videos of when I was in a band.
Dick pic band?
It's really embarrassing.
Well, can I hear it?
I think actually, do we have to?
Yes. Now we do. You brought it up. It's your fault.
No, he brought it up. I was just saying that, like, you know, it's funny when you come across these old things. I didn't say we had to play them now.
John didn't bring up your band. You brought up your band.
No, I was just saying, like, when you bring up old stuff when you're douchey. No, you don't get to anymore.
Whoa.
When?
Yeah.
Matt TV cast reuniting for 20th anniversary special in January.
So?
Oh, shit. There's a YouTube of it.
Of your band?
Of band?
Of your shitty band?
Yeah.
Can we
watch the YouTube?
I don't want to.
Post it in the More Like Radio chat. I'll grab it.
I bet you're really good.
You know, you can already tell it's good because he sounds so confident about it.
I bet you're awesome.
You're our friend. We're not going to make fun of you. Post it.
No, are going to make fun of
us. I won't do that.
We'll just boost your ego.
Oops.
Yeah, oops is the right word. Post it in the chat.
Okay, there's one of us actually playing a song live, and then there's another video that Our guitar player was like a real like video geek, so he would film everything, and then he just like did these smash cut type videos of us being silly.
Okay.
Which one makes more sense?
I've seen Blink 182 videos. Post it in the chat.
Which one do you want?
Anyone.
I don't want to.
Whichever one you feel most comfortable with. Whichever one you
feel comfortable with either. But
also,
whatever.
Whichever you feel least comfortable
then
with.
Then pick the older of the two.
Okay, I'll just here. All right. God damn it.
You brought this upon yourself.
No, John brought it upon me.
Don't.
I know, I'm sorry.
Just trying to relate.
Don't blame John, but John, maybe you should apologize.
I feel like you should.
Okay, here
so
it is. Here it
now,
is.
Now, this is, okay, first of all, this is in
oh, OE. God!
That's not me.
I know.
Singer Joey.
I know, but I already hate this. Sorry, go ahead.
First of all, before, hold on, can I set this up for just
sure.
a quick second?
Yeah.
We were drunk and or high for like all of the time that we were at a band together.
Okay.
Okay, go ahead.
Assumed.
Okay, you ready? Let's do it.
Today is going to be a fantastic day. Hi, J Robot Sax 9000 from the year 1926. Plan to light many of mine in Denver.
Classic rock.
That's not hip hop.
All I want to do is win.
Hey, I know a picture of you in that shirt. Do you have a photograph of you in that shirt?
Hold on, let's get to the picture.
That's the drummer Danny. Here's me in Denver. Back in the sexy days.
When do you actually play music?
Well, that's the point. It was like he would intercut. Like I said, Rob was a weird dude. He was a guitar player. He would just like take films of us partying, intercut them with like us playing live, us doing something stupid, whatever. This is
okay, here we go.
Fucking 8 years ago.
Yes! Wake the art of body suit.
So we're playing a bowling alley tonight. Danny, you excited about playing a bowling alley?
Fuck no.
My cocksuckers of Thailand.
Want to know where the bitch is with no teeth?
Yes.
I got nothing. No, I'm just gonna videotape him being gay.
You're always taking your shirt off. I've noticed that.
I used to take my shirt off a lot back in the day. Yeah, that was my thing.
Now who's the pussy crusher in the band?
It was me.
you shave mine, I'll shave yours. That's not what you do.
Hey, we're having a cockfight on the street right now, people. Do you want to get into the cockfight?
You guys are really funny.
Hey, Dutch, can you say cockfight again? Dude.
Yeah, but you're in it, so I mean, that's like you know what that is? That's like the other guy from The Room saying, well, I'm not Tommy Wiseau. Yeah, but you were in The Room. So, I mean, it's still
I don't
on
know,
you.
Actually, I don't think I was on the street at this time. They were just all, they just started punching each other in the balls. Well, you'll see the video.
No? All right.
Who's the guy with the exceptionally straight hair?
It was a guitar player in another band.
So you're punching, these people are punching.
That wasn't me.
So the bandmates are punching themselves in the balls for fun?
Like I say, we were drunk and high a lot of the time.
Why do you have more time of you guys punching each other in the balls than you do actual band playing time?
Do you guys ever play?
Well, it wasn't a music video thing. It was just like a little, I don't know.
And Joel, our Cro-Magnon bass player, decides that he wants to sit fucking boom boom stick in my back. And fucking, this is what happens. Fucking.
What did you do?
Oh, I forgot. Yeah, that was a Broomstock festival. Midway through the first song, I'm flailing around, and I literally spear our lead singer in the back. Oh, I forgot about that.
I think I have you guys finally playing. Here it is.
Us jugglers can take anybody, so fuck you if you disagree. I'll leave you burning in the third degree. Us wicked clowns will never go down.
You promised us greatness.
You did. You did.
Good to be
You're such a ham, Dutch. You're such a ham.
Okay, can I explain this video?
No, I'd rather you not.
You're karaoke getting jiggy with it. I was drunk at my
birthday party at a bar, and they happen to have karaoke.
That was your birthday?
Yeah. It, back then, it was.
How old were you in this one?
2008, so... I don't know.
Wait, we knew you in 2008, didn't we?
No, you guys... This was right before I moved out to D.C.
Okay.
So...
Are there any dinosaurs in this dinosaur ride?
I can't anymore, but
what's Dutch gonna do?
You already exit out of it or no?
No, it's right here.
I think we actually have right after this, we actually see us play music.
Oh, good.
It's 2:30 in the morning, and Joe and I have had a lot of productive activities this evening, and we just now started.
Who's that guy?
It's Rob, the video guy. Slash guitar player.
Well, that was some good 2 seconds.
Yeah, don't ask me, dude. So, I don't know. I'm not proud of any of this stuff. I'm not the one who made it.
You guys are an MTV reality band that occasionally played music? Is that what this is? This is like Road Rules, but worse.
Yeah. Well, I mean, whatever.
Is now the time for John to apologize for this segment?
Yeah, you know what?
Yeah.
Yeah, hold on.
I got it.
John.
Okay, John, can you apologize for this, please?
You apologize for me.
You know, you know, like I don't hang out with you guys that often. And, you know, like I said, you know, sifting through, you know, lost memories of my house. And I come across a gem, you know, VHS copy of, you know, appearance on MTV's Dismissed. You know, that, you know, I was so excited. Maybe I can, you know, transfer it to DVD. And then that sparked,
you know, the awfulness that was my old band.
Shut up. John's apologizing for you.
Oh, no. Yeah. You don't have to, man. It's, you know, just like, you know. You were young. We were young. We were stupid. You know, except only, you know, you were Joel. You know, just, you know, thought you guys can do, you know, CKY, I guess. You know, you guys thought, you know, you would be like, you know, rock band. If this was a later, you know, later on, you know, maybe you guys could have had something. We wouldn't even have this conversation, but that's neither here nor there. I'm sorry that I brought this up. I'm sorry that half of this first hour was based on Jar Jar being a Sith Lord. You know, I just don't want anybody to, you know, think negatively of me. And I just wish we can just, you know, just be professional, plow through this.
Well, John, I want to say on behalf of everyone, I don't accept. Not even a little bit. That. I don't. And I won't.
I can accept that.
I accept your non-acceptance.
More Like Radio! MoreLikeRadio.com, the new standard in internet radio.
By the way.
The Nerd Hour.
The Sunny Show!
Masters of None.
360 on 420.
Welcome to the Cut Prep Film Podcast.
The Conti and Kenny Show.
OSW Review.
My time now.
It's time for Dutch and Royce. No! Get ready for Hippo Juice.
The Elvis and Albert Show.
The Cousin Joe Show.
It's High Society Radio.
You're listening to Atomicast.
More Life Radio!
Hey, are you sitting around bored on Sundays between noon and two? Well, why don't you check out The Sully Show on More Like Radio? Join myself, JT, Adam, Punchy, Danielle, and Greg for all the humor you can think of, and of course, us making fun of each other. What more can you want? Again, The Sully Show is live Sundays noon to 2 Eastern with replays throughout the week. We look forward to seeing you every Sunday right here on The Sully Show on MoreLikeRadio.com.
The Horse and Raw Shack Show is back on MoreLikeRadio.com. 12 noon Eastern Time every Saturday.
Hey,
everyone. It's Joe from the Cousin Joe Show, along with
Dan from the Cousin Joe Show.
What a coincidence. We are talking about our documentary. What's it called, Dan?
It's called No Station Required.
Now, this is the new promo, because the old one...
The old promo.
It has a link that leads to nowhere.
Nowhere.
So we're making a new one.
It is the link to nowhere.
Okay.
What?
Huh?
Hmm?
We're going to...
Edit this?
Yes. If you go to nostationrequired.com or cousinjoshow.com, you can click on... Stop that.
Oh.
You can click on the PayPal to donate to the film, because I'm still in, like, you know, $7,000-$8,000 credit card debt for the cameras and all the other equipment that I have. So that'd be cool if you could do that, nostationrequired.com. And also, oh, what's the other thing, Dan? Oh, our show.
Our show.
Those... When's that?
The Cousin Joe. Why are we nights 7 to 10?
Yes.
On Thursday nights?
Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah.
On where?
On More Like Radio.
Dot fucking com.
Fuck that com.
Oh, hello there. I didn't see you come in. This is Mitch, producer of Dutch and Royce. I just wanted to take a quick moment to remind you why we are better than you.
I took the turkey baster and put it in the glass and sucked up as much pee as I could. I took the turkey baster, after lubricating it in my asshole, and put it up as far as I could in my asshole, and I was repeatedly thrusting it in and out while jacking off and screaming out a boy's name and moaning to make it feel like it was real.
I can't believe this.
I then imagined
Sean, did you write this?
I then imagined in my head him screaming, "I'm coming!" And I squeezed the turkey baster ball, shooting all my pee into my hands. I kept taking the turkey baster out and filling it with more pee and shooting it deep into my asshole, making it feel like it was a huge cum.
Listen to Dutch and Royce live Tuesdays from 10 to midnight, only on morelikeradio.com.
Cousin Joe Show.
We should do the penis monologues.
I could do that.
I think you did.
There was an actual play, the vagina monologues.
That's what I mean. Like,
yeah, but you're saying like what they do in the play.
I don't. I guess it's just them talking about what it's like to have a vagina.
Oh, now I'm curious.
My vagina's angry.
This is from the official version.
Shit.
Wow.
It's pissed off.
There's some passion there.
And probably pissed
off. My vagina is furious.
Dennis wrote some dialogue for me. If you don't mind me testing out my acting skills
read
real quick,
it.
I'm just going to read some dialogue Dennis wrote.
Wait, do we have like some bongos to play? Thank you.
Cock. My cock. Do you want to? Do you want to see my cock? Look at it. Marvel at it. Here's my Netflix password.
Tune into the Cousin Joe Show live, Thursday night, 7 to 10 on More Like Radio.
You know, at the start of the last episode, we went through different nationalities, you know, and now people know that we're Irish.
And now people know that we're all shite at accents as well.
But I was wondering, is it prejudice to not make fun of, like, all of the countries?
Where are you going for here?
We'll name check every country on the show. That way no one can be mad about us.
I could do Swedish.
Oh, yeah. Cool.
Dirty birdie.
And to the Italians.
Papa da poopy.
Papa da poopy.
Okay. To the Mexicans.
Hey man.
Spain. Singapore.
Amazing.
Australians?
Crocodile Dundalk.
No.
A big loop, are you?
No, that sounds like Limerick or something.
That's right, we never slag off the Irish, do we? Someone put a bomb in me potato. There you go. OSW review. All Irish, all racist.
More like radio, less like crap.
MoreLikeRadio.com. Because mean people need to laugh too.
You're so full of crap, Foley.
What? I did shoot him in the face. Twice.
Excuse me? My name is Brad, and I need to report a crime. Anonymously.
Oh? What's the crime?
Well, I attend South Park Elementary, and one of the teachers is having sex with a student.
Oh, my God!
Did you hear what he said?
This is terrible. You did the right thing telling the police, Brad. Now, who is the teacher? What's his name?
Well, it isn't a guy teacher. It's a woman.
A woman?
Yeah, she's having sex with a boy.
Oh, but she's ugly, right?
Well, no, not really. It's the kindergarten teacher, Miss Stevenson.
The blonde?
Yeah.
Some young boy's having sex with Miss Stevenson?
Yes.
Nice. Nice.
What? No, you don't understand it.
You sure they've had sex?
Yeah.
Has she performed oral sex on him?
I think so.
Nice. 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 So wait, what's the crime? The crime is she isn't doing it with me.
Hey, he's totally underage. She's taking advantage of him.
You're right. We're sorry. This is serious. We need to track this student down and give him his Luckiest Boy in America medal right away.
Second hour, Hippo Juice Show. Number to call in is 954-573-2780. Hashtag Hippo Juice to get in contact electronically. If you are listening via podcast, you can always listen live every Wednesday night, 7 to 9 p.m. on morelikeradio.com/live. And always you can download our podcast from iTunes, Stitcher, or listen. Oh, Google Play soon, too. And I think tune in if you want to also listen live while you're in your vehicle. I pronounce the H in vehicle. A lot of nerd talk in the first show, which, mind you, I like. I enjoy it, too.
It's refreshing fun. To have some nerd
it
talk.
It is. It's nice.
In a while.
With all the... And pardon my French here, okay? But I'm going to say it. With all the hullabaloo going on right now in the world...
Wow.
Sometimes you just need a... Look, Dutch has picked up Pepper. He's petting Pepper right now. Oh, he's adorable.
Hi, little Pepper.
Your Pepper so
little. Oh, your face. You get your fall for nutter.
No, Dutch, stop hitting her. Dutch, stop.
Dutch, no.
Don't hit him. Dutch.
Don't do that. No, Dutch.
No, that's a hammer, Dutch. Stop
you,
it.
You know what I do?
What?
I'll bite the scruff of her neck every once in a while because she's so cute. She's going to bite her. And she does. She like yelps at me. I don't bite her like hard, but she knows that I do it every once in a while. And then like I'll act like I'm going to bite her, and she starts yelping as if like she's in incredible amounts of pain, even though I haven't touched her yet.
Well, because she's a small dog and she gets scared.
Well, it's like a fun little game, and then she bites me back.
Oh, okay, so. I see. Our dog just like sits next to us on the couch and leans in for hugs. I've read that dogs do not like hugs; that it's a sign of dominance. But our dog really does like hugs. Like she sits
I
there
like
and
Yuki.
She gets all riled up, and then all she wants is for me to wrap my arms around her and just hug her. And then she comes down and she's like, Yes, this is what I wanted. And then she'll walk away and go sleep under the bed or something weird.
I've always like if I had to imagine that it was like Homeward Bound rules and like dogs could talk, I figured that Yuki would be like an Asian voice. I don't know why.
An Asian woman?
Well, it
woman?
Is a Japanese Akita.
I don't right. know. She was raised in a Hispanic family, so I always think she speaks Spanglish.
How about Spanish and in an Asian accent?
Oh, that's weird.
Filipino?
Filipino, yeah.
Oh, there you go.
She could direct the Fast and the Furious movie. All right, so what do we want to talk about the second hour here, Marie? Why don't you pull a story up?
Scott Weiland's family says don't glorify this tragedy.
That's right. Ooh. Yep.
Yeah, they went
there.
Did we
find out how he died?
I think it's assumed it's drugs.
Happiness?
Okay.
He was looking a little plush.
Mary Weiland.
Ew.
The wife of Scott Weiland.
I shouldn't joke about this. I did this.
And also mother of Scott's teenage children, Noah and Lucy.
Now, I read a fan theory that Scott Weiland is actually a Sith.
How so?
Well, because he did so many drugs and didn't die that the Force has to be strong within him.
Aww.
That's a good theory.
I'll pull up a video.
We'll see how this plays out. But anyways, his wife, Mary, wrote a letter a couple days after his death on December 3rd. So let me read to you the letter. Try not to tear up.
Okay, hold on.
Is this something that had to do with the incident in Rome where he took three times the legal dosage of heroin?
Well, we'll see.
It's possible it's related.
Go ahead.
December 3rd, 2015 is not the day Scott Weiland died. It is the official day the public will use to mourn him. And it was the last day he could be propped up in front of a microphone for the financial benefit or enjoyment of others. The outpouring of condolences and prayers offered to our children, Noah and Lucy, has been overwhelming, appreciated, and even comforting. But the truth is, like so many other kids, they lost their father years ago. When they truly lost on December 3rd was hope. We don't want to downplay Scott's amazing talent, presence, or his ability to light up any stage with brilliant electricity. So many people have been gracious
enough.
See,
electricity, that's a Sith power. See, I'm right.
Oh, I see. Yeah, okay. Little subtle hints written in there.
He's not dead. He's going to come back as a ghost, force ghost.
Force ghost.
Oh, yeah, that's
force
what I heard.
Ghost. Got it.
Force Gump ghost?
Or space ghost. I'm not sure.
So many people have been gracious enough to praise his gift. The music is here to stay.
I pronounced GIF.
Oh, GIF. Sorry. Mm-hmm. I thought it was JIF.
I'm not sure. That's the peanut butter.
Choosy moms choose JIF.
But at some point, someone needs to step up and point out that, yes.
Step up 3D?
Uh-huh.
Okay.
This will happen again because, as a society, we almost encourage it. We read awful show reviews, watch videos of artists falling down, unable to recall their lyrics, streaming.
Okay, stop for a second.
Okay.
Is she blaming society for him dying?
No, really? I think she's just calling it out for what it is.
Saying it like it is. It's true.
She's not blaming anything. She's basically saying, look, this is what the public likes as far as rock stars go, and he wasn't a good person is essentially what she's saying.
Right.
And I've heard that from a lot of people, that he was kind of a dick.
Right. Go ahead.
Many of these artists have children. Children with tears in their eyes, experiencing panic because their cries go unheard. You might ask, how are we to know? We read that he loved spending time with his children and that he'd been drug-free for years. In reality, what you didn't want to acknowledge was a paranoid man who couldn't remember his own lyrics and who's only photographed with his children a handful of times in 15 years of fatherhood.
Now, this is his ex-wife, right?
I don't know if they were ex.
No, they were ex. This is
ex or current. Doesn't matter.
No,
it does
matter. Here's why.
It doesn't matter.
She could have already not been vindictive towards him. So, you know, you have to take that. If ex-wife could be a grain of salt, you know, you have to take that with a grain of salt.
Of course she was vindictive. He was a drug-abusing father to her two, and she had two kids that she basically probably had to raise herself.
So was fucking John Lennon, but everybody loved him.
Well, that's the point, is that she's saying, look, you can't, and she's not downplaying the fact that he was a talented musician and things like that, but she's sitting there saying, look, there's another side of this whole nonsense that everybody's going to praise the guy about. Let's be honest, he wasn't that good of a person.
No, but he was a great singer.
And that's what she's, that's the point.
I know,
she's
but I like that. I want my,
the fact
but
that
that's what I want.
Terrible people.
But maybe he should have died. Maybe he should. But here's the problem. Imagine if Kurt Cobain was still alive. He would suck. People would fuck, what's Nirvana doing? I'm fucking terrible. Kurt Cobain doesn't die. There's no Foo Fighters. I mean, look, when you're a rock star, this is a chance you take. This is fucking Jimi Hendrix.
Right. And she probably was young when she had the two kids with him. Now she's like older and a little more wise and going like, wow, what the fuck was I thinking back then?
Anyway, go ahead.
Well, another thing that's really unfortunate is that, I mean, like, you know, after he died, prior to that, remember we...
Richard prior to that.
Like, weeks at, like, remember there was that footage of him, and he was, and he didn't, he couldn't even hit the pitch. He couldn't even hit notes. He was forgetting the lyrics and everything.
See, I agree with Ma. What is she, Obama? Jesus Christ, does she read this behind a podium?
Probably. It continues. I've always wanted to share more than anyone was comfortable with. When writing a book years ago, it pained me to sometimes gloss over so much grief and struggle.
But you still wrote a book.
But I did what I thought was best for Noah and Lucy. I knew
she knew he was going to sell copies. She was trying to make money.
I knew they would one day see and feel everything that I'd been trying to shield from them, and that they'd eventually be brave enough to say, that mess was our father. We loved him, but a deep-rooted mix of love and disappointment made up the majority of our relationship with him.
Yeah, man, addiction's a bitch.
Oh, yeah, they did split up. I'm reading the next sentence.
Know.
Yeah, even after Scott and I split up, I spent countless hours trying to calm his paranoid fits, pushing him into the shower and filling
him. Oh, you're
him.
Just a hero.
Mm-hmm. Or a martyr.
Well, martyr.
Why are you so against this woman?
Because I mean...
What's you... Dude, do you put any of this behavior past Scott Weiland?
I am not. I'm 100% sure that Scott Weiland had a lot of problems. But, you know, everyone's been in a situation where you don't. Now that the guy is dead, the dead guy can't defend himself. She wasn't saying this while he was alive. She wasn't saying it.
She did in her book, though.
No, she didn't. She even said there that she shielded a lot of it. According to her, my point is that it's easy to bash a dead guy. And listen, I'm not. Listen, of course he was on drugs. I'm not an idiot. I know he was. They dragged him on stage. He may have been a dick. He may have been a lot of things. But what if she was a dick? We don't know because he never said anything. What if she was a cunt?
She's just.
What if she was a money hungry whore?
She's just stating her side of the story.
Or more so.
So did Courtney Love, and look how that happened.
Yeah, but do it when he's alive. Well, like, that's my point. So he could defend himself.
There was no reason to do it while he was alive. She's angry because he probably took his life when there were kids involved.
No, I understand, but it's this outrage of like the other side of it is, man, it's always super easy to blame somebody. Stop doing drugs, dude. Addiction's a bitch, you know. Addiction is a bitch.
I don't think that's where she's going from. I think she's just kind of trying to be like, look, he was a talented person, but let's be honest, this is who he actually was aside from the music.
Yeah.
No, I understand, but the fans don't. But the point, and she is right. Now, there's a two. Fans only want this and that, but you're right. But that's the whole point.
I think fans
only care about the product, as you should. Like, I don't care if J.J. Abrams smokes crack. If Star Wars is good, I'm not going to not like Star Wars. So her argument is like, oh, fans want this. Yeah, fans want the music. They don't really care what the artist is doing.
She's just trying, because, I mean, you got to assume every publication in the world was asking for a statement from her, so she was being honest. And went like, look, okay.
Anyways,
this is my honest opinion about the whole thing.
Right.
She's a disappointing person.
She's probably just trying to lower expectations of all of us before we start worshiping him as a god, which people can tend to do.
No matter what she says. He is. I mean, again, I always bring back the John Lennon thing. John Lennon beat the shit out of his first wife and fucking completely ignored and alienated his first kid. But yesterday, there was people crying in New York and singing his songs. So, you know, it's.
But I'm sure John Lennon's ex-wife didn't write us a Rolling Stone letter.
She wrote a bunch of stuff just back then. It didn't matter.
Yeah, because there was no internet back then.
Go ahead. Keep going. I'm sorry.
Lost where I was. Doesn't matter. I mean, it's just, it's a long rant. Just kind of defending
her
children no longer has a dad.
But how good was STP? But how about that? That's my counter argument. How good was STP?
That's where your entire argument's coming from, is that rose colored glasses of STP.
Well, once again, STP was great. And I wasn't even a huge super fan, but the guy's voice is amazing.
Oh, here's the summary line. We are angry and sad about this loss, speaking of her and her kids.
Has someone called her ambulance?
But we are most devastated that he chose to give up.
It's not that he chose to give up. He OD'd. He didn't. Trust me. I don't think. See, that's the line that bothers me.
I think she meant, like, give up on her and the kids. I think that's maybe what she's going for.
I think it's all in and of itself the same.
Encompassing.
Yeah.
I don't think he killed himself on purpose anyway.
Exactly. He might not have, but the fact that he
Philip Seymour Hoffman is what he did.
Doc Wheatley says, I wonder if this lady was a sour girl.
Was the sour girl.
Yeah.
Oh, is the sour girl.
Were the sour girl. And speaking of favorite songs, did you guys see that Obama released his favorite song of 2015?
Oh, God. What is it?
Celebrate good Obama. Come on! It's Obama.
His favorite song of this year was Kendrick Lamar's How Much a Dollar Cost. Have you
really
heard it?
Kendrick?
Have you heard? I don't know the song.
I don't think I've heard the song before.
Can someone play?
I like Kendrick Lamar. I think he's probably one of the more talented rappers out there, but
I've always liked Hedley Lamar.
He was at Bonnaroo. We just didn't see him.
Yeah, we chose to see another headliner that night. I think we missed him on purpose for someone else.
You think Obama really sits down and listens to Kendrick Lamar, or is he trying to be cool?
How much a dollar costs? Writers do. The question is detrimental, paralyzing my thoughts. Parasites in my stomach keep me weak, gut feeling,
y'all. Gotta see how I'm chilling once I park this luxury car. Hopping out, feeling biggest move. Okay, I already hate it. So yeah, just that's
not
my opinion.
It's not great. And then he also said his favorite movie was The Martian starring Matt Damon.
I have to see that. I heard it was good.
Can we go to the hook at least?
Yeah, sure. I'm letting you go.
Skip
ahead.
Yeah.
Actually, with Kendrick Lamar, sometimes he doesn't have hooks.
You're right. I forgot about that. A homeless man with a 70-10 complexion asked me for 10 grand, stressing about dry land, deep water, powder blue skies that crack open, a piece of crack that he wanted. I knew he was smoking. He begged and pleaded, asked me to feed him twice. I didn't believe it, told him beat it. Contributed money just for his pipe. I couldn't see it. He said, "My son, temptation is one thing that I've defeated." Socially conscious rap. Single bill from you. Nothing less, nothing more. I told him I didn't have it, then close my door. Tell me how much a dollar cost.
Boo, Wendy, boo, boo. Yeah, this one is not grabbing me. He's staring
at me in disbelief.
It sounds like
some of his other stuff.
It sounds like a 1997 Talib Kweli song.
It sounds like I should be paying closer attention to the words, and I'm not.
Yeah, but now that we're in music, we might as well. Did you saw Prince finally release this cover of Creep?
No.
Yeah.
Do you want to
hear? Yeah, it's not that good.
No?
I mean, well, I want to hear it anyway. Yeah, I'm going to play it. I mean, it's 8 minutes long.
Of course.
Creep shouldn't be that long. It's not that long
of a
song.
I'm going to try to skip to when he's singing because...
I hate this song.
Why? It's a great song.
It's not a good song.
Yes, it is.
Radiohead is a terrible band. And
no, they're not.
Song.
Go fuck yourself.
Fuck you. No, it's not good.
Oh,
he's so printing it up. Look in. And he's not gay, right?
No, not at all. Has hot
he's
as fuck wife.
He's the gayest straight man ever.
Oh, yeah. Just like
an angel. I think he's an elf.
Speaking of, I did watch some of that that Netflix documentary we were talking about talking gay. What was it called?
Do I sound gay?
Do I sound gay?
Yeah, it's pretty interesting.
I haven't seen it yet. Okay.
The answer is yes.
Yes.
This beautiful world.
Yeah, you're right. This isn't good.
I know.
You wish you were special.
No, it's a good song.
Does it get like more into it halfway through?
I have a better music thing.
Sure.
Voices.
Sure, go ahead.
Did you guys tell me if we've already talked about this on the show, but speaking of Kendrick Lamar, did you see that thing where he calls out this fat guy? I guess he was giving him like a weird look. He's like, "Do you think you can spit this shit better than me? Get up here." He's like, "What song do you know?" And I think he said I forget the name of the song, but here's the video of it. And this fat white guy in a crowd of black people just murders him.
Oh, really?
Just all watch
right.
it.
All right, here we go.
He sits for like 10
he
seconds.
He goes on a shooting spree?
His arms crossed like, you fuck, you want to battle me or something, nigga?
Make it big.
Keep going more?
You make it big.
Okay.
What you mean? I see you got your B-boy stance.
I'm gonna laugh. Oh god, I hope he murders him. Is he fat and Asian?
Let me see what he can do.
I can't tell what nationality he is.
You think you can spit this shit like
yeah, he looks.
This is a really well known Kendrick Lamar. It's hard.
Tiger Mars, finish
line
with the Tiger Mars
of
the relay stars. I'm a runaway slave to the
This is now the greatest moment of this person's life.
And Kendrick Lamar's loving it.
This guy's got some balls, by the way.
Watch that. You can see the fast part here.
What?
Look at that play. He's bouncing.
Blowing out this person's cell phone or whatever it's being recorded
on. Yeah, I know.
On.
The bass is fucking dying on it.
Dude, mad respect for this kid. Mal says the only thing that kid is killing is his arteries.
I'm going out with a fist raise and a fist full of money. Give it to a big grudge. You can fit it in.
That reminds me of what's his face? Who's the dude that played Daniel Radcliffe when he did the Alphabet Olympics? Did you guys see that?
Yeah, I saw that. What
did
was
you
it?
See that, Dutch?
It was on Late Night with Jimmy Fallon.
Daniel
Jimmy Fallon.
Daniel Radcliffe.
Fallon. The Italian Stallion.
You're a big music fan.
I am a big music fan. Yeah.
You're a big rap fan.
I am. I like, which surprises a lot of people about me. But yeah, I am.
What rap do you enjoy?
Well, I think like initially, like I got into.
You're an MC, Harry.
With like learning. I think every kid in my class. I think I was the first kid in my class to learn all the words to Real Sunshine.
He looks like he glued pubic hairs onto his chin.
He does.
Tricut.
He grows a bad beard.
No.
Well, yeah.
You guys. Now it's time for our wrap-up. Let's give it everything we've got. Ready? Begin. You begin.
Artificial amateurs aren't at all amazing. Analytically, I assault animate things. Broken barriers bound in by the bomb beat. Buildings are broken, basically I'm bombarding. Casually create catastrophes, casualties, canceling cats got their canopies collapsing. Detonate a dime a dank daily do and do. Demonstrations, Don Dada on the down low. Eating other editors with each and every energetic epileptic episode. Elevated etiquette. Furious, fat, fabulous, fantastic. Flurries off funk felt feeding the fanatic. Gift got great, global goods gone glorious. Getting godly in his game with the glorious. Hit him high, hella high, historic call. Hey, Holocaust hands, hear him holler at your homeboy. Imitators, idolize, I intimidate. In an instant, I'll rise in an irate state. Juiced on my jams like Jerry Curls, ducking joints justly. It's just me writing my journals. Kindly am kindling all kinds of ink on. Karate Kid type Brits in my kingdom. Let me live a long life lyrically. Lessons is learn lame louses, just lose to my leverage. My mind makes marvelous moves, masses. Marvel and move, many mock what I've Nap no when I'm nice naturally. Knack never nap, make noise nationally. Operation opposition off, not optional. Out of sight, out of mind, why beaming obstacles? Perfected poem, powerful punchlines. Pummeling petty powder puffs in my prime. Quite quotes, keep quiet, it's quantum. Quarrel isn't gotta quote of what we gotta. Really raw raps, rising up rapidly. Riding the rushing radioactivity. Super scientific, ghost sound, sort of thought. Silencing, super fire, saps out of salt. Tails, stand time, talented, too tough. Take that, challengers, get a tune up. Universal, unique, untouched. Unadulterated, the raw, uncut. Verb vice lords, victorious, valid. Violate vines out of vein, make him vanish. Well, my word, with a wise word, Smith just weeded up words. We've enough, I'm a worship. Xerox, Max, radiation, old, Cesar, Arjex, height, letters, xylophone, tones. Yellowback, yak, mouth, young ones, yours. Yesterday's songs, all cells, all yawns. Zigzag zombie, zooming to the zenith. Zero incense, all overzealous, for I'm Zelos.
It's pretty impressive for a British kid.
Yep.
I know, I can't believe Jimmy held up all those signs.
No. Have you read about Jimmy Fallon though? Like apparently the dude's always on coke and hammered and fucked up all the time.
Really? He's a partier?
Oh yeah, he's big time from what
Oh yeah. Yeah. That's what I've heard too.
You want to get invited to those Fallon parties, huh?
That's how he gets to rub so many shoulders with all these celebrities, is that he's like kind of a party animal and they don't feel as bad if letting loose and getting drunk, because apparently like Taylor Swift loves getting hammered with Jimmy Fallon and that kind of shit.
Apparently that's how he hurt his finger. Remember when his finger almost came, like that was, he was fucked
up. Oh yeah,
he
was just drunk out of his mind.
Yeah.
I really,
hey dude, he works though.
Oh no,
so
he does.
He can handle it.
He does.
If you can handle being successful and also doing a lot of drugs, it will get you a lot farther than just being successful, I feel like.
Who's the best late night host right now, you think, out of all of them?
I'm not watching enough to know.
I would say Kimmel.
Kimmel's good. Kimmel, I always give props to because he does it live.
Yeah, that I think that's probably the best out of all of it, just because it is live. There's no taping.
The only one I watch is John Oliver.
Well, I haven't seen a single episode of The Late Show with Trevor Noah.
Trevor, The Daily Show, you mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. No. The Late Show.
Oh,
I don't know. Trevor Noah. He doesn't do it for me. His delivery isn't funny to me. I guess that's the problem.
Colbert he's changed. Like he's not obviously doing the Colbert Report anymore, but he's still him.
Oh yeah.
He still kind of has that same sort of vibe, and it works.
Yeah,
I think he's doing well.
Yeah. No. Colbert's good. I mean, I don't. Like I said, I don't really. My late show experiences are basically whatever pops up on YouTube the next day, you know? Like, I don't really...
Yeah, we're not watching the actual show. We're watching clips of the show that were the highlights of those so that we don't have to waste our time.
Like, I've never watched it live. It's always been clips.
I haven't seen Conan in a long time either.
No.
There's just so much.
You know who's
TV
unbearable to watch is that British guy, that James Corden.
You know, and what I've heard about him is everyone in England...
He sucks so much celebrity dick.
Everyone in England hates him, too. That's what I heard.
He's just constantly doing things to try and get people to like him. It's just, it's too needy.
Yeah. Oh, I hate that. That's not fun.
And
just do coke like Jimmy Fallon does.
And yeah. he took Reggie Watts from Comedy Bang Bang. Reggie Watts is his...
Yeah, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like he did
I love Reggie Watts on Comedy Bang Bang.
He did this thing with Bryan Cranston where they did a boy band.
Yeah.
Not a boy band, but a middle-aged boy band.
Where they were singing about not being boys, but being men.
It was okay. I mean...
And he has this running bit like where he'll take celebrities on car rides and then do nothing but play their songs and sing to them.
Yeah, I saw the Stevie Wonder one and I'm like, you know what he's like? He even looks like him and acts like him. Remember Chris Farley's character? Remember when you were in that movie? That was awesome. That's basically cool. What he does.
And maybe the fact that he's just... He's got that type of British accent that's obnoxious. I can't even describe what area of England it's from. Like the one that John Oliver has, I don't mind. But you know what I mean? You're talking about
right. Like there's like British the high end London
more annoying
and then,
than others.
And then there's the Cockney one.
Yeah, whatever his is, I don't like it.
Right.
Apparently, Mal says Trevor Noah is a joke thief. He robbed Chappelle. And Doc Whaley says, I like Colbert, but he's fourth in ratings right now, even behind Seth Meyers. Really? Colbert's fourth?
Oh, no.
Huh. It's not that easy going to fucking network, is it, Colbert?
Not
I
so
guess
much.
Meyers got a lot better when he stopped trying to do a stand-up monologue and he started sitting behind the desk and doing what he did on SNL and just doing the quick fire jokes.
I just think that there's too many of them. There used to be a time where it was just Leno and Letterman and then also sometimes Conan. And then now it's just like, there's way too many. There's
you
too
know
many
who
late
I like
night
a lot
recaps.
Was Craig Ferguson. Because he didn't do the stand up and do jokes. He would like have a monologue and there was like 3,000 inside jokes. Like I hadn't watched it in a while. And before he went off the air, obviously. And you go on and he's got like a guy dressed in a horse outfit just coming out at any time the word secretariat is mentioned. He had all these crazy inside jokes, but it was one of those things like you had to be watching the show for a while to get anything that was going on half the show.
Right.
Like his co-host was a robot who was actually a comedian who was like controlling it. And it was really funny to watch them like try and make each other laugh.
Oh, yeah. Here's the article. Colbert slips to fourth place in late night race behind Seth Meyers, who airs 1 hour later. Oof. Mr. Colbert debuts as the new host of the late night. Former Comedy Central star has somehow fallen at the fourth place where it matters most. In the all-important demo, he's now being doubled up and then some by Jimmy Fallon and hasn't beaten Jimmy Kimmel in over a month. But here's where CBS Brass likely doing a double take. During the week of November 23rd, 27th, The Late Show on CBS was beaten by Seth Meyers. Of course, these numbers regarding Colbert Meyers came on a shortened week of November 23rd to avoid blah, 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 blah. Yeah, he's fourth, though.
There's too many late night talk show hosts. I can't keep up.
Yeah, no, and he's getting good guests. I mean, he had Trump on and shit, too.
I'm sure it's not the guest that's the problem. It's the host that makes the show.
I think the whole medium itself is dying.
Yeah.
Because like you guys said, we've never actually watched it live. We've always just seen the clips online. So.
Yeah, because who's going to stay up to a certain time just to see recaps of what stars are doing to promote themselves? No, you just want to see the funny clip that they came up with the star. They don't actually care about hearing what the star is trying to plug.
And having like the inside jokes and like, it goes back to like Johnny Carson, like Johnny Carson, you know, and Ed
McMahon.
There was constantly like this inside joke of Johnny constantly mentioning how he was drunk all the time. You know, like these little like jabs that would.
Yep.
You know what I mean? Like you felt like you were a part of something. That's the reason why I liked Craig Ferguson.
Doc Wheatley says, I'm not enjoying The Daily Show and The Nightly Show. The Nightly Show is one of the worst shows on television.
Which one is The Nightly Show?
It's the black dude
that like talks like Eeyore.
It is
the
worst show I've seen on television.
Never found him funny. I don't know why he's still on.
His delivery's terrible. His jokes aren't funny. Like, it doesn't make any sense.
What's the host's name again?
I forgot his name, but he's in between Oliver and Fallon in that picture that Marie just posted in the chat. He's the bald, blackish-whitish guy with the
glasses. What's his name?
The Nightly Show.
He has a weird nerdy name too. It's like Leonard Falsman or something.
Some of them, dude, I'm sure.
I have to share this with you. I did one of my favorite things. I do this every year, okay?
This guy.
Curl up on the couch, put on a little Fox and Friends. And I get my black holiday
cookie. He looks like the other half of what Al Roker lost in weight.
Yes. Oh, my God. That was fantastic, Marie.
Thank you.
But now she has to lie about it on television.
Why did you skip forward?
I didn't mean to.
You can do this any time of the year.
You can do this. I do it in the summer, and I put fresh strawberries in here, too.
Oh what a good idea.
Right?
Do you make Kool-Aid?
That's another...
I'm going to try this.
Do I do what?
Make Kool-Aid.
Okay, hold on. Before we have to, I meant to talk about this. Yeah, the Fox and Friends host asked the black cook, does she make Kool-Aid while she was making?
Oh, no.
Oh, let's hear his take on it.
How are you not self-aware? Sorry. Okay.
No, I don't make Kool-Aid. No!
Larry, one more.
What are you doing? You don't ask a black woman if she make Kool-Aid for Thanksgiving. For two reasons, by the way. One, because it's racist. And two, because of course she did.
Yeah, I don't like his delivery.
Yeah, Doc Wheelie says
he's trying to do like some character, and I don't like it.
Doc Wheelie says the Nightly Show guy is Larry Wilmore. He has the charisma of a substitute calculus teacher.
Yeah,
he does.
Yeah, like I'm just trying to be like one of the kids, even though I know I'm smart. He has that whole I'm smarter than everybody here, but I'm going to try and talk like what I think you people sound like.
Well, what do you mean, you people?
Calculus, but you know, let's all face it. At least it's not Common Core math.
He's a nerd, and he sounds gay. Is he gay?
I have no idea.
Maybe he didn't get accepted.
John Oliver is the funniest by far.
He's the best by far. Yeah.
Yep.
Well, he's not doing it every night. He has it once a week. So that you have to take that in consideration, because where he has an entire week to write and hone the jokes.
Well, because he's actually doing research.
True.
Yeah, he's not just spooting it out.
Legitimate journalism. He's actually doing investigative reporting where he has to find facts and sources.
And then also try and make it funny at the same time, which I think was probably a lot harder to do.
I think the jokes are way easier to write than coming up with the actual substance behind it and coming up with the points that he makes. That takes a lot of thought.
I know. He's good. And apparently he's only like 29.
Oh, really? He seems so much older.
He's a younger guy than what
like
I remember.
He looks like he's 43.
Let me look him up real quick.
While you do that, did you know Crystal Pepsi's making a comeback?
Yes. No. I read about that. Yep. Yeah, it really is.
Oh, he's 38. Okay, then where did I get 28?
All right, so I was close.
Yeah, PepsiCo made it official. Crystal Pepsi's coming back, but only for a limited time via sweepstakes. The market.
So just like Surge.
Is Surge not back
Surge
for good?
Surge is the best.
Is it not back?
No, Surge is back. Surge is at participating Speedway gas stations around my area.
Oh yeah. You haven't seen cases of Surge showing up in gas stations?
Dude. Burger King has it as a slush.
Maybe in Florida, but they don't have it here yet. God damn it. I want this place to be Florida now.
I'd rather...
You want me to send you a case of Surge?
Yes!
Dutch, I'd rather trade with you with your state and weed being legal.
Oh, yeah, there is that.
Your state's still better than our Surge. Right. Surge is not going to help anyone.
Yeah, because your poor state needs a 78% vote. Then it makes a majority rules kind of thing.
And we also have to slice some blood and mix it all together into some potion to elect change in the state. It's stupid. Yeah.
Yes.
The marketer hinted a comeback for the 1990s era clear soda over the summer. PepsiCo responded to one of Crystal's biggest fans, competitive eating star Kevin Strail. Who the fuck cares about this guy?
Yeah, seriously.
No one cares. I stopped caring the moment they said Crystal Pepsi's coming back.
Now, I actually did try Crystal Pepsi when it first came out.
And how did it go?
It was all right. It's like Sprite, I guess.
It doesn't taste like Pepsi?
So all they did was just take the caramel out of the soda?
I thought it tasted like Pepsi.
I thought it too, but I forgot what it tastes like.
I thought it tasted like Pepsi.
I only drink Royal Crown soda, so I don't know what you guys.
Cola?
Yeah, I don't know what you guys drink.
Well, yeah, I drank Publix cola.
A grocery store brand? That's the worst. It never keeps its fizz.
Dude, 99 cents for 2 liters? How can you go wrong?
Because as soon as you open it, the fizz goes away forever.
Oh my God, you cheap fucks. Would you pay the extra dollar for actual soda?
We're joking. We don't even drink soda in this household anymore.
Yeah.
The only thing even close to soda that we drink is not your father's alcoholic insert name of whatever it is, because now they have root beer and ginger ale. Have you tried that? Not your father's root beer?
Never heard of that.
It's fucking hard root beer, and it is delicious.
Oh, okay. I was going to say it's alcoholic.
Yeah,
it's
hard root
alcoholic,
beer.
And you think
good,
you're
that's
drinking.
The only thing I drink.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, it just, yeah. We know you're drunk. But it tastes just like root beer. Like, you, if somebody blindfolded you and gave you that as a taste test, you would think that it was root beer.
Someone should just blindfold Dutch and beat him with a bat. I agree.
Sounds like a plan.
Hey.
What?
What?
All right.
Well, speaking of blindfolding somebody.
Well, okay, go ahead.
Justin Bieber's internet crush comes forward.
Yeah, I read that.
Did you know he had an internet crush?
He was crushing on some Instagram broad, and then like she's
broad?
All, yeah. Broad. What do you call? What do you call dames?
Actually,
she looks like what the Jacksons were perceived to look like.
Ew.
Yeah.
Like a good-looking version of the Jackson face. And huge tits.
I'd say she looks more like a Victoria's Secret model from this close-up.
Are you looking at Jade Pierce?
That looks like Angelina Jolie.
Oh, see, I'm looking at this one here. Let me post.
She's hot. This one's hot.
Because I'm looking at a different one that says apparently he's over Selena Gomez, and this is his new girlfriend.
Right, and the one I just posted in the chat looks a hell of a lot like Selena Gomez. Which
that hair part makes it look like she has a receding hairline.
Here, hold on a second. This is a different girl that I'm looking at.
Oh, my God.
It might be the same girl.
Is it? Oh, her. She must have. What? No, the eyes are different.
Dead ass.
I'm so confused.
Maybe he has multiple crushes, but I'm reading.
Or sclerosis.
I'm reading from Yahoo News, so. I mean, it seems like this is the one that he's been crushing on. It's an Instagram model. Which I guess that's a job now.
I didn't know that was a thing.
It's a job. You do social media stuff, you can make some big money just being someone on social media, like YouTube star or any of that shit.
Yeah, it says Justin Bieber's Instagram crush has been tracked down and she's feeling a little overwhelmed by all the attention, guys. After the Purpose singer, age 21, shared a photo of the pretty brunette with his 47.3 million followers.
That's it?
Jesus Christ. Christ.
With a gushy message indicating that he was smitten, a woman, purportedly the object of his affection, has identified herself.
You think he's already fucked her?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
So
that
quoted
big mule dick that he's got.
Quoted from her, and I think it's Wolf.
Oh yeah, there she is.
Wolfie.
Oh, I actually
Cindy?
Have audio of that.
Wolfie Cindy, is there?
You do. Can we hear it, Dutch?
Jay Bieber, first name, last name.
Yeah, wow, that's really weird that he does that while he fucks.
Yep. So her quote back was, I still do not know how to deal with this, but I only have Instagram and Tumblr, so wherever the other stuff people are finding is fake. I did used to have a Twitter account, but I deactivated. A person who goes by the handle Wolf Cindy wrote on Tuesday.
She's fucking hot, though.
Yeah, the woman who lists her name is Cindy Kimberly and likes to post photos of her tongue follows Bieber on the photo sharing site, but gave no indication that they had been in contact. She now has 197,000 followers of her own, which are mostly probably.
I have a question.
Yeah.
What race is she?
That's what makes her hot, I think. She's one of those like multiracial.
You can't figure out what the fuck she is.
She's probably Brazilian.
Wow. Yeah, there you go. Because that is like the legit melting pot of the world is Brazil.
Yep. And that is a great question that leads into something else that I found, which is a Dear Prudence article.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Dear Prudence.
This one is titled A Lighter Shade of Pale.
Oh, God, I hate that.
Redheads. Yes.
Yep. Question. I look white. I'm half Filipina, but I look white to many people. I have family in the Philippines, visit often, and feel very close to my heritage. When I recognize a Filipino accent, I often say, are you from the Philippines? My grandparents and aunts and uncles.
Hold on. What's her other half, though? That's important. Is it white?
I don't know. I'll read forward and see if she says what the other half is. My grandparents and aunts and uncles who were born and raised there but also look white all did the same. However, I see lots of articles now about how rude it is to ask someone what they are.
Why is that rude? Hold
how
on.
Is that rude?
Hold on. Back the fuck up here. Before we move on to that, I this is new to me, for real. It's rude to ask somebody what they are? I've never knew that. Is it really? Why?
That's the purpose of this question. She's asking, is it rude to ask?
No. I'm going to answer for prudence. No. The answer is no. It's nothing wrong with asking, hey, where are you from? Hispanics do it all the time because there's so many different places you could be
from.
And they
need to know which one they have to hate immediately.
Right, exactly. I need to know if I'm dealing with a Puerto Rican or a Mexican so I know how to treat them badly.
Exactly.
Yep.
Like, you're a slave, you're on my level.
Yeah. Go ahead.
She continues.
Figure out which is which.
Hispanics are the worst with racism, by the way.
Oh, I know.
They're actually, next up is Asians.
Jewish people are
Asians
pretty bad.
Hate other Asians.
Jewish people are
Jewish
really
people are anti-Semitic, or the opposite side of that one.
Pro-Semitic and anti-anyone else.
It's not about where you're from. It's what religion you are.
What religion you are.
Anyway, go ahead. Yep. Then people say, I'm half.
Suck.
Go ahead.
I've been on the other side of this quite a bit myself, and so I've never thought anything of it until recently. But now I worry that because I look white, this question comes off as offensive.
It doesn't matter. Nothing should come off of a question should never be offensive.
This is the new millennial mentality is, you know, being careful and not wanting to offend anybody because everybody gets offended. How about you have a backbone and be like, fuck you. That wasn't being offensive. My intent wasn't to offend. I just don't know what the fuck you are.
No, you know what I realized? And I looked up what millennial means. You know, we're all considered millennials, right?
No, we're a generation. And this is the thing. That's the thing is that they're trying to expand their definition. So they've gone to all these blogs and dictionary and everything. If you were born in the 90s, you're a millennial. If
no,
you weren't, you aren't.
It's early 80s.
We're millennials.
Nope.
Look it up now.
I'm changing the definition.
Oh, Dutch, I agree with you. I don't want to be a part of it either.
Just because they say that doesn't mean I'm part of that shit generation.
Dutch.
I'm not.
Dutch.
They
you,
are.
Dutch,
yeah,
you
that's
can't,
their mess.
Dutch, you cannot exclude yourself behind what marketing companies consider to be the generation.
That's the point. Is it like just because they said it doesn't mean that I am?
Yeah.
You're
just
born
because
in the 90s and you have that shithead mentality,
Dutch,
then you are a millennial.
It doesn't,
I'm not. I'm
it doesn't matter how you identify yourselves. Gigantic
I'm
companies
transgenerational.
Companies that buy.
Transgendered, guys. He said it right here.
Companies that are targeting advertising towards you are
Hold
grouping
on, shut
you.
Up. Try again, Dutch.
Transgenerational?
There it is.
Good job.
Botch list.
Whether or not you choose to be a millennial, you are being grouped into a millennial category now. They've redefined it. Sorry.
I don't care who they are. It's probably
marketers.
Just Bob in accounting.
It's marketers. Marketing
who,
teams.
Dutch?
No, Janice in accounting because she doesn't give a
fuck.
It's true.
Sorry. Look, you can't just say that. And
I
like,
can
right,
because I've seen it
through.
Because I'm on those teams. It's happening. I promise you.
Every 10 years, it switches.
Right now.
That's how it's always been. You can't just all of a sudden skip and say, oh, okay, everybody in this 30-year gap is part
it's
of
not
it.
A
I'm
skip.
Trying. I'm trying not to get as, but back to the point. I'm trying not to get as mad. I really am because I get so mad because are we going against the current? Is that what's happening here? Is that what we get so angry? Why is it so hard for me to understand what they think is sacred? Like what is it because they were raised that way? Like, why?
What are you talking about?
Why have millennials become so
safe?
Yes, yeah, safe. So pussified. So don't hurt my feelings. Like, what? Like, I had an argument today on Facebook with somebody. I'm like, trying to limit speech. And I'm like, you can't limit speech. And then this is a real question I got asked by a millennial. The real question I got asked was, well, why do you think your right to say something is more important than someone's rights or feelings not to get hurt? And I go, because we have a freedom of speech and not the right not to get offended. That's why.
I'll give you an answer why people are scared.
You don't have a right not to be offended.
Exactly. That's what I said.
There's nowhere in anybody's book where that is a thing now.
No.
I will give you an answer.
How much of a faggot country have we become where you think you now have a right not to get angry at something?
What were you going
to
say, Marie?
The answer to why everyone is scared is because something called Anonymous exists.
No, Anonymous has nothing to do with it. Anonymous is
I know.
Hold on, pause. I want to hear her stupid theory, which is probably going to make no sense. But go ahead, Marie.
It's because things are out there on the internet where once your stuff is out there, it's out there for good, and people are terrified that other people are going to blackmail you in some way, shape, or form, or something
no,
that
that's
you
not
fucked
why.
Up in your
no.
past
no.
can
no.
come back
no.
to haunt you.
No, you're wrong.
And no one wants to be bullied,
wrong.
And so therefore they tell other people not to be bullies.
You're wrong.
Okay, I see Marie's point.
No,
okay.
But that's not why. Because what people don't understand is 99.99999% of you don't matter. Nobody cares.
Like I said, it's the same 100 people are the ones that are the ones.
It's more than 100, Dutch. I know you believe that, but it's more than that. I see it every day.
You know what I mean when I say
that?
Like
Gawker, BuzzFeed. Look at these sites are huge. With millions of people. Huffington Post. I mean, you know, there's people unfriending people on Facebook because who they're voting for. I'm like, what have we turned into?
The internet caused all these issues is that we can't get away from other people's opinions.
No, yeah, you can. Just don't look. No one's making
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and no one's choosing that option.
And that's
and
the
nobody,
point.
That's the thing, too, is that like everybody thinks that just because someone puts their opinion out there that a lot of people think that way. No, people put it out there, but I'm sure the majority of people just look at it and go, ah, that person's an idiot, and scrolls next to the next thing. I think it's a good thing that we're all this informed.
I'm going to read what Mal says, because she's a millennial. Royce, I can maybe explain that they feel that by being sensitive, they can change the world. They can't. They feel that jokes that make fun of gays or other groups contributes to hate crimes. They don't. They feel that you joke about race that contributes to legit racism. It doesn't. Like you've seen groups like the Aryan Nation. So they choose to be sensitive and censor in hopes that it will make things more peaceful. No, that's not what it is, because there's no way. This is life. This isn't the game Operation. You can't nitpick what you want, because if it wasn't for free speech, movements happen because things are offensive. The civil rights movement, if people didn't fight what was a norm back then and was fighting, this is fucking bullshit, you're supposed to have outlandish ideas. Back then, saying that, you know, I want my own water fountain was outlandish. Who would say that? But my point is that you can't protect it, because the only way to do it is to shut people up. And when the moment you shut, even when Obama, who we all agree is a very progressive, very liberal president, has to come out and go, hey, you fucking college kids, stop being bitches.
Stop being cunts.
Yeah. Like when you have that, you know, there's a fucking problem. When a liberal president is saying that, you know that you've become too much of a pussy. You don't have to. That's the people don't get that. You don't have to agree with what they say, but you have to let them say it. You know,
the problem is people think that they're trying to fix the problem by squashing out certain things. And that's not like the real root of the issue is people have to learn how to let things go. And that's what they can't do. There's too much stresses in the world, really. And it's just a matter of like if somebody said something that I didn't agree with, I should be taught to react in that. Oh, you're entitled to your opinion. I disagree. Instead, I'm now taught to say, you're not allowed to have that opinion because somebody else
triggered.
Might get offended.
You triggered me. And then it's.
But here's another thing, though, too, which I feel like I go back to a lot just because I feel like an old man, is that, like, you know, do you think that when the World War II vets got back from World War II and they were talking about their combat time with their grandfathers, you don't think their grandfathers are like these fucking pussies? We had in the Civil War, we had musket loading things. Yep. I had to chew off my buddy's leg, you know, because he had dysentery crawling up the side of it. You know what I mean? Like it feels like every generation looks at the next one and goes, they're a pussy. But I think it's just social and economic evolution. It's just that this is the way things are changing.
No, I agree. I agree with what you're saying. But here's my only difference. I understand social evolution and this and that, but you can't, in my opinion, there's fundamental things that you can't change. Freedom of expression, freedom of free thought. Like, free thought is not something that should, no generation should ever limit that. And this is the first generation that is trying to limit that.
But then again, at the same time, look at the other, I'll be devil's advocate for a second. Like, look at the other side of the coin. This is the meanest generation I've ever been a part of, just because of social media and the anonymity that you can be a dick to somebody.
Yes.
I mean, I get abused on Twitter and Facebook all the time for people who just think I suck and the show sucks and everything like that.
Right.
But, you know, like what they said, you have to just, you know, thicken some skin up and stop being a pussy. Well, and just take it and be like, ah, whatever.
You know,
that's
what?
That person's
your social evolution point was interesting, because really what's happening
Thank
is every parent tries to make their kids' lives a little bit better than what they grew up in. That's kind of the goal of a parent. And we've gotten to a point where life is pretty good. the last few years with computers and cell phones and, you know, outside of, you know, a few countries having actual legitimate problems with like hunger and water and stuff, in America, it's pretty okay for
the most
part.
We're spoiled.
We're spoiled. So now we're nitpicking problems.
Oh, and
we're finding, because we love conflict.
And
just
Mitch,
human beings in general love conflict.
Mitch in the chat room says, my best friend murdered his family and committed suicide, but I still make suicide jokes. Yeah, and that's the point. Like
it's, Jesus.
Yeah, he does, though. But, yeah. You know.
No, it's just.
Yeah, that's
had
Mitch.
To bring it to that.
But you know, it's.
Mitch, I love you, but man, what the fuck?
And that's the point. Everyone should have the right to make someone say, what the fuck? Why did you just say that?
Exactly. You know? And I'm laughing.
Yeah. And it's
I like feeling uncomfortable, but some people don't like feeling uncomfortable.
Then don't. But then again, and maybe it's an old radio thing, but then change the network. Don't talk to that person.
Change the station. Change your school. Stop listening to that person.
Don't
walk
deal
out
with
of the
it.
Comedy club.
Don't
stop
deal
watching
with it.
The movie.
Yeah.
Everything. It's like you have the right to turn it off.
People
and
want
that's
a bubble.
The one thing that I don't get is that, like, that whole, oh, this exists, I need to stop it, rather than, I'm just not going to pay attention.
Here's
to
the
it.
Thing. It's a slippery slope. Excuse me. Slippery Asian American. Because, you know, who there's not, like, this is a point that you're saying different generations, Dutch, but there is not one rule. For example, there's not a constitution of safe language, you know, because everybody, something that offends me might not offend you, but something that offends me, like the four of us right now could be completely offended. So before you know it, what words become okay? Before you know it, we have to sit there and just say only approve language.
Well, that's the point I was trying to make, is we should be teaching people to let things go more so than teaching people how
you're
to
right.
censor themselves.
That's what Frozen was about.
Correct.
I agree.
That was the plot line. Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, we could fight about this all we want. We're not fighting. We could talk about this all we want. We talk about it every week, and it's just because since we started this show, it has gotten worse.
Yes, it has.
You know? I feel like it has. Yeah, it has.
You know, and that's, you know, that's the point. I was listening to a John Mulaney joke, and he was saying that he was writing for a TV show and he wanted to use the word midget, and someone said. The one of the producers of the show, you can't use that, midget is offensive, you know, that could be construed as bad as the n-word. And he goes, no, the mere fact that we're saying midget and we're saying the n-word shows you which word is worse. And you know, that's the point. Like, there's different levels of saying it, and also this is where they get blocked up. A certain group of people could use certain words, but white people can't use certain words. And this people, it's like, fuck you,
dude. We're gonna go into a whole other topic. We're trying to wrap up here.
All right, we're out of here. Fargo show after Jesus. This, guys. We got three episodes. Sorry,
Meandering Royce, let it go.
Well, we did start late. All right, guys, take it easy. We're out of here. Any other plugs?
No, nothing.
I don't know any plugs.
See, I always end the show professionally, plugging everything on the station. You're just like, hey, guys, bye.
That's not true. I always plug the shows. You were just rushing me.
I wasn't rushing anything. I'm just saying,
you
stop
were.
Meandering.
No, you were.
Did you plug Fargo review?
Yeah, I said Fargo after the show. I said that.
What was on tomorrow night?
Tomorrow night is a Cousin Joe show. Friday's High Society Radio. Saturday and Sunday is a Sully show. And whatever show Rorschach is doing now that he scared away Holly.
Did people know that Two Fat Daleks is coming around again?
Yes,
Doctor Who's
Wait,
been
what
amazing.
Happened to Rorschach and Holly?
I don't know. This whole thing. She's not doing the show anymore because Rorschach got drunk and screamed or some shit. I don't know the whole story.
Oh, no.
Yeah, it was really awkward.
So tune in to Hall or Rorschach and Rorschach if you want to hear the explanation of that.
All right, guys. We're out of here.
Still be on it. I'm gonna watch that.
Oh, yeah, you gotta check it out. So I could live forever. It's such a shame the same will never.